Am I my own bad omen? Or are you just that type? I thought you were a grown man, but big boys don't make girls cry. Did that thing again, the thing I swore I'd never do again. I fell into another's hands, cause it felt nice to play pretend. You showed up in an unexpected way, the kind that takes your breath away. Didn't feel like you were playing games. Boy, you took me by surprise. And I won't lie, I thought maybe you were giving me signs that you wanted so much more than one night. Tone has changed, I'm reading into everything. Is this me sabotaging and throwing it all away? Some voices you can't ignore. Am I my own bad omen? Or are you just that type? I thought you were a grown man, but big boys don't make girls cry. Cause I'm my own bad. You got me on the edge. It feels like all you ever want is sex. Man, I saw you saw my text. You don't like to talk about what's next. Can't deny it, there was something different on your lips. Some things you just can't ignore. Maybe I'm more than a warm body. Just wanted you.
some phones. When I get there, I sit face down and yeah, hold my hand.
You got that deep, deep loving. I need it, do what you want. but not understood. It's not easy to see through the trees. So tell me why you take it so personally. Are we done yet? Are we done yet? Are we done yet?
Go having some quality time at the station here, playing some tunes. It's the Indie Wake Up Call. And yes, the system is blowing heat into the studio.
Mm-hmm.
We're fine.
Yeah.
I want people to know that. Like we're, I said, I think it's making the show better that we're in here.
We're adapting, we're overcoming.
Yeah.
It's adding to that summer music vibe.
Peak summer.
Yeah.
Peak summer. So I was out last night, like around 10 o'clock and out on a boat, actually, like an old tenor, buzzing around. Mm-hmm. It was beautiful. I didn't see any meteors.
I wanted
to see a meteor, but apparently it was like they're in the north and it's closer to dawn and there were a lot of clouds over there.
Okay.
I didn't see a meteor. I saw like a couple of cell phone towers and a plane.
Beautiful sparkling lights.
It was something. It was something. But yeah, these beautiful summer nights, like we're saying, peak summer, still lots on the go. And hey, maybe let's talk about Back to the Farm. I was joking last week, and it's kind of not a joke. Like, we don't even really need to talk about it in that you can't go if you don't have a ticket. So boo-hoo you. We were saying this about Wolf Island last week, too. I'm very happy to see our people out there supporting bands going, hey, buy the t-shirt when you're there, too. That's really what helps out the bands. Buy the records at the merch tables. And we've got a good lineup. We're very intrigued by Gerald McGrath because his photo looks super interesting.
Yeah.
From Kingston.
Yeah. Suit, glasses. Looks very
auditor.
Yeah.
He looks like an auditor. I think he's out fairly early.
Mm-hmm.
But awesome when we go to the farm.
Yeah.
And nice.
Get to discover his wild side.
Let's see the wild side of Gerald McGrath. See if he loosens up that tie a little bit. It's going to be 29 degrees, so maybe he will. Anyway, Greg Ball, friend of the show, has been on here lots of times. Singer, songwriter, in general, ne'er-do-well of the downtown area. No, he's a great. We love Greg so much. In the Campfire Liars.
Balls and Kelly.
Like legacy artists. So get there early, please. We love Greg. Look at Miss Emily. There she goes.
Yep.
Again, great friend of the show. She's busy in the summer, so it's great that she's got some time for that. The Empties, we're going to play a song from them. They released yesterday, Tara Lightfoot. What a show that was this past spring at Broom Factory. So Rule Out, Alberta Advantage, The Trues are headlining. And look at that, Joel Plaskett's playing too. If you have tickets, you are smart. You are. Let's start with a brand new song from Kingston's own, The Empties, with Blind, followed by Adonis, brand new from Nyson, playing this weekend.
Oh, to flood the floor, and who we were before, to be naked in your eyes. Then you dress me in your shadow, color me in white, and you whisper that you wish to know my love beyond my eyes. Blind me, blind me.
Got it.
weekend. It looks like humidity has sort of died off a bit. I think the heat warning's now gone. Yep. It's still going to be a beautiful hot summer weekend. Have fun out there, everybody in Westport and back to the farm. We were talking Pop Montreal. We covered a lot on the show today. It keeps so much going happening. Though. Yeah, I want to play some more artists actually playing at Back to the Farm. And we were just saying off air, happy 10th anniversary, Back to the Farm.
Nicely done.
Beer and music festival. Everyone, you know, takes... Have you been over there? Have you done it?
I have. Yeah. The Broches played there.
You played it.
Yeah. And it was very warm.
It's part of it.
Yeah.
It's part of it. Like they.
But yeah, it's a ton of fun. I've been a couple times.
Yeah.
The corn drenched in butter.
Yeah.
Was a
It's highlight. August. Yeah. I mean, that's breakfast.
Yeah. And lots of refreshing beverages to enjoy.
Yes. Yeah, that main building is gorgeous. So, again, if you are hearing what we're talking about and you want to go and you don't have a ticket, sorry. Buy your tickets in advance next time.
Yeah. I think it's sold out the last few years.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's like, I think, between 7,000 and 8,000 people.
Yeah.
It's a lot. It's a lot. So, good on them. I'm so happy for everybody involved. Yeah. That's a good lineup.
I have a friend who brings their portable hammock.
I see some good setups.
Yeah.
There are some Brilliant. Good setups there. Yeah. But I also feel like there's adequate chill if you want to go and step and stand at the front of the stage.
Yeah.
Like sometimes some of these, it's kind of a legacy festival. Like I feel already, it feels like it's been around for a long time. And there are people who put their lawn chairs out early.
Yep.
But they don't put them right in front of the stage.
Yeah. I mean, there's so much space there, which is amazing.
And everybody's good with it. So good on all the people who go there. I love, love, love it. So wonderful times. Again, if you have a ticket. I bought my tickets for the Wilderness's final show. They've had all these very emotional posts on social media. We're getting emotional. And they'll tell you, and I'll tell you all the time, that I hosted their very first live performance, like, ever on this show.
Oh.
We did.
Are you going to get them in?
Oh, my God, yes. But they're afraid of me a little bit.
Okay.
But we're going to get past all of that.
Healthy fear. It's good.
It's a healthy fear. They're not awake right now. I mean, Nick's awake. But, yes.
Awake and afraid.
We need to awake and afraid. We need to change the name of the show.
There you go.
Oh my God. Yeah, you just jolted me here. Awake and Afraid, the Wilderness Edition. Okay, look out, the Wilderness, we're coming for you. But yeah, I've got my tickets because it's probably sold out already. I think they should do 5 nights, but that's just me. It might kill Jonas though. Anyway, very sad that the band is taking what sounds like a permanent hiatus. We'll see about that. We will see about that. In the meantime, more bands playing at Back to the Farm: Rural, Alberta Advantage, Tara Lightfoot, and we're going to have some other new music. Will I play the new Tame Impala song? It's 7 minutes long. It's called End of Summer.
Are we ready yet?
It hurts my heart.
Yeah.
Let's see what happens.
Time took my chances, went the distance. Now I'm back on my feet, just a man and his will to survive. Sometimes it seems it happens so fast. You change your passion for the glory. Don't give up on the dreams of the past. You must fight to keep them alive. Challenge of our rivals, and the last known survivor stalks his prey in the night. He's watching us all with the eye of a tiger. Face to face, out in the heat, hanging tough, staying hungry. They stack the odds till we take to the street, for we kill with the skill to survive. And it's the eye of the tiger, it's the thrill of the fight, rising up to the challenge of our rivals. And the last last known survivor stalks his prey in the night. He's watching us all with the eye of a tiger. Rising up straight to the top of the guts, got the glory, went the distance, now I'm not gonna stop. Just a man and his will to survive. It's the eye of the tiger, it's the thrill of the fight. Rising up to the challenge of our rivals. And the last known survivor stalks his prey in the night. He's watching us all with the eye of the tiger.
Yeah. to be spoken, both must die. As for your wisdom here, give me space to disappear.
making some decisions behind the scenes here, and I think you and Chance need to have a movie review show.
All the movies not to show your friends or family.
Yeah. Like, you've just been going on about movies that you both like, and I don't even know, like, I just heard, like, snippets of like 20 second wrap ups of what these movies are about, and I'm gonna have nightmares tonight because of you guys. And that sounds like a show.
Yeah,
let's go. Let's. I think you.
There we go.
Do not watch these.
The movie nerd in there too.
Is he into that? Like, would he?
I mean,
he's into all movies.
Horror.
Like, but the horror. Is that what you guys were talking about? Yeah. Is that the actual just horror? Because it sounds more horrible than that.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, a lot of the, I think, like, French extremist and things, like, there were some pretty extreme waves of horror that came out of Europe, so.
I'm going home to watch Love Island. God! But yes, I'm also, it was compelling, so come up with something.
All right.
Maybe not morning radio, but anyway, off air, I've learned some things. Anyway, something our listeners might want to know. We were talking about the Broom Factory recently on the show. We talk about it often because we go there a lot. And I think it was a reference to Wilderness. They're having their last show there. I see that our live sessions coming up later in the morning is the Astro session live at the Broom. And I know we were all very excited to go there and record and put that down. So I see they've got new music and new live shows coming up as well. We love the Astros here, but I want you guys to just take a look at that schedule, cfrc.ca, and you'll see the live sessions coming up this morning after coasting.
I think they're also playing a show at the Mansion this week.
This week?
Yeah.
How hot is it in there these days? Anyway, I think I'm just...
Oh, my goodness.
You know what, though?
That upstairs.
Whatever. Like, we did St. Margaret's Hall in Wolf Island last week, and everybody got in there and danced, and it was so good. Oh, is Luella playing? Luella's playing BSE tonight.
Oh, yeah, with...
Clara.
Clara, yeah.
Oh, my God. Yes, that's happening. Oh, Evan Jackson's with the Astros, too? Friday, tomorrow night. Look at us. We didn't tell people things. Oh, we're telling them now.
So many things.
So, yes, there's some great music. I'm so loving that there's a ticketed event at BSC, and it's going to be Luella. Very pumped. She's going to go back to school soon, though, to go back to third year university and do that stuff. But in the meantime,
Take advantage.
All right. I'm going to play the Tame Impala song. I'm going to do it. It's called End of Summer.
We're not there yet.
No, we're not. But it's Tame Impala. Everybody knows I love them. So here we go. Anyway, thanks for joining in. And your show now, Monday mornings.
Yeah.
Give them what they need to know.
We're going to do a recap this Monday morning on Indie Wake Up Call of the Hallucination show, Rockin' in the Square. DJ Dina has provided me with some of the music they were playing. So we'll have some snippets of live music and homages to the many artists that Hallucination samples as well.
Very, very intriguing. Okay. Looking forward to it. Stick around. We are CFRC. We got lots on the go, but here comes some Tame Impala. End of Summer.